Today on Bread for the Broken with James Grizzle, pastor of Calvary Chapel, Galveston.
We sheep are, the Greek is not like more than conquerors, it's super conquerors. Well, not on your own, through him who loved us. So you are a super conqueror through Jesus Christ. What's the difference between a conqueror and a super conqueror? A conqueror rejoices at the end of the battle. A super conqueror rejoices in the midst of the battle. And that's who you are. In the midst of the battle, you can praise him because you know how it's going to end.
Do you know what's better than ice cream? You guessed it, more ice cream. Conquering a situation or a bad habit or an attitude is really good as well, but you guessed it, being more than a conqueror is best. Today, Pastor James explains how you and I can do this. It's going to cause people to pause. It'll raise questions. Why? Because it's basically the ability to praise Jesus in the middle of that hard thing, in that season of struggle. That's not an easy feat, but with the power of Jesus, it can be done. What an example that would be to the world. Now here's Pastor James in the book of Romans chapter 8 with today's edition of Bread for the Broken.
There will be a judgment, but in one sense, it's a weighing of like, well, what'd you do for him? And you bring all the stuff, like, I did all this for you, Lord. And he's like, well, pass it through the fire. Let's see what actually lasts. Let's see what holds up. And it may go from a mountain to a little thimble full of like, well, hey, you know, good job, right? Like, I thought I did so much more. He's like, well, you did a lot. Just, it wasn't ever really for me. It was kind of for you. So you got all your accolades on earth. You got your, you know, the pat on the back and all that stuff. You got that. But as far as what was actually, you know, stored up in heaven and everything, well, here's your small little duffel bag of whatever. I don't know how it works, but there's going to be that element, but you don't have to be afraid. And in fact, that should motivate you to be like, Lord, I want to hear your voice. I want to do what you've called me to do. And I want everything that I do to be unto your glory and for your honor. And it doesn't matter to me what I end up with in heaven, because the chief thing about heaven is being in his presence forever. No more sin, no more suffering, no more tears, no more sorrow, no more death, no more decay, none of that stuff. So if there's something that we get, treasures in heaven, quote unquote, bonus. It's a bonus, okay? That we get Jesus, oh, that's it, man. That's it. I'll take that for eternity. For eternity. Nobody condemns. There's no condemnation for you. It says it is Christ who died and furthermore is risen, who is even at the right hand of God. So Christ who died, who conquered sin, conquered death, paid the price for you. He is seated at the right hand of the Father. And it says that he is making intercession for us. That is, he is praying on behalf of you. Praying for you nonstop. He doesn't sleep, right? And don't try to limit him and his power by thinking like, well, he's got so many people to pray for, right? Like, I don't even know where I'm at on the list. No, his people are the list. He knows how to pray for you specifically and individually. And he does that all the time. As he's seated next to God Almighty, your Abba, your Papa, tell me that God's not rooting for you. Tell me that he doesn't want you to make it. He's like, I hope you get this, that like, man, I really want you to like embrace all that I have for you. I really want you to make it. Stop fighting me. Stop trying to control it. Stop trying to figure stuff out. Just surrender. Surrender. The best place to be is in his arms. He loves you so much. So much, man. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, shall or distress, right? So tribulation is something we're all going to experience. And he gives us a verse, what's it, Psalm 44:22 in a second. External pressure is a part of the deal. internal conflict is a part of the deal. You're going to have those things, but what those things cannot do is they cannot separate you from the love of Christ. No matter how intense they are, whatever conflict you got going on internally, that cannot separate you from his love. Whatever pressures you're feeling externally, maybe from other people, that cannot separate you from his love. It cannot. Tribulation, distress, persecution, people like actively coming against you because you're a Christ follower. They can't harm you. They can't separate you from the love of Christ. They can't. We don't feel that as much here. Okay? The tide is turning. The tide is turning. Okay? You will, I believe, begin to feel this to a certain extent. If you're actually going to be a bold follower of Jesus, our world is changing. Our world is changing. And as tolerant as our world is, it is completely intolerant to those who call upon the name of Jesus. Even in the great states of the United States of America. For our brothers and sisters on the other side of the pond, they feel this. But you know what? For them, if you need a good book to read that addresses some of this, Fox's Book of Martyrs is a beautiful book that highlights brothers and sisters who were slaughtered for their faith, their unwavering faith. And for them, they're like, you know what? Just kind of like Paul would say, it's better. Like, you take my life. You think you're harming me. You're actually put me in a better place. And that's a mindset that is really hard, especially for Westerners to grab a hold of, right? Because we've been conditioned that this life is everything, that the American dream is everything, that you can have heaven right here on earth in one sense by all your hard work and your effort and the nice little house and the white picket fence and your 2.5 kids. I don't even know how that works, but whatever, like, That is everything. It's a lie. It's a lie. I mean, the enemy would like you to believe that because he really wants you to get really comfortable. And while you have brothers and sisters who are like, man, if I even own a Bible, they're going to kill me. Yeah. Persecution can't separate you from the love of Christ. It can't. And I don't want to make little of, because some of you do face persecution from family members. So I'm not belittling that at all. That's a difficult thing. Okay. So I have compassion for you. I understand that. That's a hard thing. They may not be coming at you with machetes, but they're coming at you with their little jabs, their verbal jabs, right? Or the fact that they don't even talk to you anymore, right? That they cut you out of their life completely. That's hard. That's hard. And if it's because you are a Christ follower, then yes, that is an element of persecution. Okay. But even that can't separate you from his love. Nothing on this list is easy. Please understand that. Okay, it's not like Paul's like, yeah, get over it. You know, whatever, right? Like, suck it up, buttercup. Like, life's hard, you know, but Jesus is better and, you know, just get over it. He's saying like, this is difficult. I understand it, but guess what? We win in the end. So we can handle this right now because we know the end result. So persecution can't do it. Tribulation can't do it. Distress and all that good stuff. Famine. Famine cannot separate you from the love of Christ. Famine can also, it can be translated into hunger. Okay. So maybe you're like, you're just stressing financially, right? Provision wise. Let's call famine provision. Well, your lack of provision, can that separate you from the love of Christ? No, it can't. Because I'll remind you, Psalm 23 says that he's the good shepherd, right? Like, he's in that story. You and I are not the shepherd. We're the sheep. We're always the sheep. Okay. He knows how to take care of his sheep. He is the good shepherd. He's not just the good shepherd. He's the great shepherd. He's the best shepherd. He knows how to, like, whatever need you have, he can address that. So you might be stressing that, like, I think you forgot about me because, you know, the finances are getting pretty tight in this best economy we've ever been in, is what they say. Like, well, it is because, like, man, my grocery and utility bill is saying something totally different. But you know what? None of that can separate us from the love of Christ. I mean, it gets scary. Have you ever been there before? And you're, you know, it's, but he knows how to come through, man. The right time, he can send somebody into your life and like, oh, hey, I just want to bless you. I just want to bless you. I don't know, the Lord put you on my heart. I want to bless you. I want to hook you up. And you're just like, I was down to my last nickel, you know, or whatever, you know, and like, how are we going to pay this? How are we going to get that? We've been there so many times. I'm sure you've experienced that to a certain degree. And then somehow, some way, it's the Lord who comes along and reminds you like, hey, listen, I got you. This can't separate us. This, don't even worry about this thing. Nakedness, that's another part of that provision. He's going to provide for you the things that you need. Peril, sword. Sword is in here, it's an instrument of execution. So if your life is on the line, like somebody's looking to take you out, the Lord knows how to take care of you. As it is written, verse 36, for your sake we are killed all day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. This is just a reminder that hardship has always been the experience of God's faithful followers. You're not doing something wrong if you're going through hardship, okay? Don't let the enemy whisper in your ear like, you've messed up. Because if you were doing it right, you wouldn't be going through this difficult time right now. That's the enemy, okay? That is him. When the Lord's like, I told you it was going to happen. I'm trying to tell you that it's, you can expect hardships. And that's not like flippant. That's just him saying, from the start to the finish, I told you this life was going to throw you some difficulties. But even in the midst of difficulties, I'm there with you. He says it to his disciples, and lo, I am with you until the very end. To the very end. What does the very end mean in the Greek? Well, the end, okay? Like, you don't have to be a scholar to figure that one out. Like, from this, what he starts, he finishes. And what he started with you, he is faithful to complete with you. He will see it through. He's not going to abandon you. And even though this life is going to throw you challenging things, he will be with you step for step through every valley of the shadow of death. He will be with you. In fact, he's the one who leads you through that thing. He's not like, looks too scary for me. I'll see you on the other side, right? And you're like, oh no, okay. That's sometimes how it feels if we're honest, right? We're like, hello, Lord, shepherd, where are you, right? He's like, no, I haven't left you. I'm here. Verse 37, he says, yeah, in all these things. So all of the stuff, there's no condemnation. There's no charges to be brought against you. There's no separation. There's none of these things can separate you. You have security in Christ Jesus. Yet in all these things, we, the sheep, okay, are more than conquerors. Sheep conquer? Come on, right? Like, have you ever been around sheep? No, ain't nobody scared of a sheep, right? Like, no, you go to the petting zoo at the Houston Zoo, right? You're gonna be like, they're cute and fuzzy, and sometimes they smell. We sheep are, the Greek is not like more than conquerors, it's super conquerors. Well, not on your own. Through him who loved us. So you are a super conqueror through Jesus Christ. What's the difference between a conqueror and a super conqueror? A conqueror rejoices at the end of the battle. A super conqueror rejoices in the midst of the battle. And that's who you are. In the midst of the battle, you can praise him because you know how it's going to end. A conqueror is somebody who makes it through the battle and is like, woo, man, praise God. I didn't think I was going to make it. That's a conqueror. A super conqueror is the one who's, when your back is against the wall and it feels like you have no hope at all. And you're like, thank you, Jesus. I'm going to praise you right now. I'm going to praise you right now because I don't know how it's going to work out, but I know in the end, all things work together to the good, to those who love you and are called according to your purpose. So I'm going to praise you now, even in the midst of it. The arrows are coming down. I'm going to praise Jesus. I'm going to praise him. That's a super conqueror. That's who you should be. That's who you are in Christ Jesus. We are more than conquerors. Just a little silly illustration for that. The conqueror thing. I drive a Jeep Wrangler, and it's a four-cylinder thing, and there's no power to it. I'm hoping that the wind's blowing in the right direction just to get over the causeway, to be honest with you. I put up the sail, and I'm like, oh, here's hoping I make it. And then coming back, it's like, Lord, let the winds be with me. I feel like a pirate, like in a very, you know, slow ship, right? It's four-cylinder. That's how it is. I had to have the engine rebuilt one time, and the mechanic was like, he's like, we need to find you a bigger engine. He's like, we need at least a six cylinder. And I was like, I know. He's like, but there's none. So I've stuck with it. The Conker is the four-cylinder Jeep who's like, yeah, you're going to get there. You're going to get there. You'll make it. Oh, no, the Super Conqueror is, and I'm not like a car guy in one sense, and I'm learning about like fastest cars on the planet, but I was looking at the list of stuff and I'm like, holy cow. But do you have like a Bugatti Super Sport that is like, that's a more than a Conqueror car? This thing goes 300 miles an hour. Like, I could get to Amarillo, Texas in like 3 hours driving that thing. Right? No, of course it wouldn't make it. Who knows what the gas costs to fill those things up with, but it doesn't matter. Like, that's the hyper conqueror. That's the super conqueror. That's what God has you as. Like, that's his claim upon your life. You're the Bugatti. Stop living like a Jeep, right? That's for me. I love my Jeep, by the way. I love that car. But it's like, tap into what's been made available to you. Why settle for less? Why do we settle? Because settling is comfortable. Because settling is what I know. And to go super fast is scary. It's scary. To be a super conqueror, Lord, that's scary. Because what if I look like a fool? Guess what? You are. You are. And I don't mean that to insult you. I mean to say, like, that's what the Apostle Paul described himself as. That's what he described all of us as in 1 Corinthians chapter 15. We believe in a resurrected Savior. If that's not true, we're the biggest fools out there. So yeah, I'm a fool for Jesus. Absolutely. Don't limit yourself in one sense. What Christ has made available to you because he loves you is like, you're a super conqueror. Praise him in the midst of the storm. It doesn't matter what the end result is. Because it works together. Somehow it all comes together for your good and for your benefit in the end. But you go look like a fool in the midst of the storm. Be like, hey, praise Jesus. They're like, your life's falling apart. I know, but I'm going to worship him. I'm going to praise him because he's worthy of it. And you know what? Because I'm a super conqueror. We rejoice in the midst of the battle, not at the end of it. So we will make it because of him. And he gives us one last little list to go through. Things that he is absolutely certain of that cannot alter your relationship with Jesus and your standing with him. He says, for I'm persuaded, I'm convinced. He said, I believe, I have faith in this statement is what he's saying. That neither death nor life, and we're going to look at the opposites here. He says, death can't separate you from him, nor life, and anything that this life has to offer you. It can't separate you from him, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers. This principalities probably speaks of that of the demonic realm. So good angels and bad angels, neither one of them. One of them doesn't want to alter your relationship with Jesus, and the other one can't, all right? So any true good angel isn't going to try to mess up your relationship with Jesus or present to you something that is other than his word, thinking of some false teachers who heard from angels, or so they thought. The good ones don't want to mess up your relationship with Jesus. The bad ones can't. Powers, this nor powers, that could speak of government. That could speak of government. Ruling authorities, that could speak of presently. Neither things present nor things to come. What's happening in your life right now, or what you're afraid of what's going to happen tomorrow. Those things can't separate you from his love. Nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. There is nothing. He basically spans the universe to give you a list of like, try to think of something. Try to think of something. He covered it all from top to bottom. From east to west, I mean, you could circle the globe, you can circle the universe if you want. There is nothing spiritually, physically, there is nothing that can separate you from his love for you. This is where you stand in Jesus. You are loved. And he loves you so much that even though he's only given you today, he hasn't even promised you tomorrow. If he gifts you with tomorrow, his love for you is going to be perfect then. And all the things you're stressing about and you're worrying about, Jesus is like, hey, how about it's just me and you today? How about it's just me and you today? Tomorrow will come. And if it doesn't, guess what? You're with him. You're with him. But if he gives us tomorrow, the Lord is going to finish what he has started in you. And so that means whatever tomorrow is going to bring and whatever the next day might bring and so on and so on and so on. You are in good hands because he loves you so much. He's persuaded. He is convinced. He is like that what he started and what he accomplished in the past is actually still occurring today. No condemnation, no separation. In Christ Jesus, you've been set free from the power of sin. You've been purchased by his blood. You are a child of God. You have a new heart, renewed mind. You have the Holy Spirit who dwells inside of you, who is your seal, right? Like that God owns you, Ephesians chapter 1. He has sealed you with the Holy Spirit. That's the down payment has been paid for you, right? Like you're good. You're in his hands. Now, just cherish that relationship with Jesus. Relish in that. We talk about this a lot, but that vertical aspect of your Christianity needs to be the strongest thing in your life. Between you and him, that has to be the strongest thing. The overflow, the horizontal will happen. It's inevitable. The stronger this thing is between you and Jesus, you will overflow into people's lives. You will be sharing the gospel. You will be making disciples. You will do those things. But this has to be strong. This has to be good. You have to be set with the truth that he loves you, he cares about you, and he has you in his hand. Who can take you? Who is strong enough to pry you out of his hand? Nobody. Nobody. I would encourage you to, if you wrestle with this thing of like, I fear, like, well, maybe I'm going to lose my salvation. Like, it's not yours to lose. It's a free gift from God. He initiated it. He started it. He accomplished it. He paid the price for it. He's done everything for it. He maintains it. And he will finish it. Don't go into that realm of like, well, what if I walk away? Walk towards him nonstop, right? You're going to mess up. You're going to make mistakes. We know that. That's a reality for all of us. We get that. Keep your eyes on Jesus. Run to him. Run to him. Get this thing nice and strong, the vertical, like you and Jesus communing and hanging out because, man, to know that he loves me that much, it's a difference maker. It's a difference maker. And people will notice that in your life. It's inevitable. The closer you grow to the Lord, the more the attacks are going to come. Amen? Any of you guys, you ever experienced that? Right? Yeah. Yes, you have. I know you have because we all do, right? You're like, I'm going to make a stand for Jesus. Sweet. Embrace for impact or brace for impact. Okay. Like the challenges are coming. The arrows, the guns are pointed at you. You got baptized? Oh, get ready. Rededicate your life to the Lord. They're coming. It's all coming. But guess what? He's got you. The Lord loves you. He knows what's coming ahead of time. He loves you so much, he's going to walk with you through each and everything. Nothing can separate you from his love. Nothing. Nothing and no one. So embrace that today, okay?
The New Testament book of Romans really puts the mirror in front of your face if you allow it to. Do your actions support your spoken beliefs? Do people look at your life and wonder if you're genuine? The writer Paul informs his readers that right living happens after we accept Jesus into our lives, and then it's through that faith that we're made new, a completely different person. It's the Lord's work in us that leads to his righteousness. Sometimes I have to take a minute and realign my words with my actions so that I can be that person that mirrors the true image of Jesus in my life. It takes constant intentionality, but it's well worth it. We hope that you found this message with Pastor James Grizzle uplifting and inspiring as you strive to draw close to Jesus in the everyday. BreadForTheBroken.com has many more messages just like this one for you to listen to anytime and anywhere. Please take advantage of having God's Word right at your fingertips and available to you with a few short clicks. Once again, our site to visit is BreadForTheBroken.com. Calvary Galveston is a church dedicated to speaking the name of Jesus into every life here in Galveston, Texas. We're just a laid-back group of people, simple and uncomplicated, striving to magnify Jesus at all ages. If you're not in the area to spend time with us on Sunday mornings, would you go to breadforthebroken.com to live stream our service? Well, that's it for today, but we look forward to spending time with you again. So come back next time for more from Bread for the Broken.
Let me paint the picture of you, man.